you gentlemen had the opportunity to review the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve the minutes of our prior meeting.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from our prior meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
Well, I guess the only... Corey, you want to... We'll just do you right now. I'm guessing this is about that pit, right?
Oh. That's right, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to see.
Okay.
Did I set up with speakers?
Anyway, I didn't know it, but I thought the dry basin pit was a community pit. I found out it was not, never has been. So, I don't know what Corey wants to say about that, but anyway, we'd sent him a letter stating that he needs evidence.
Well, here's what happened real fast. We got new people in the BLM. We got a new gal with the DEQ. They've been going around inspecting our pits, and they give us a list of things we have to, you know, fix, make up the standard and stuff. The dry basin pit, when they were down there, one of Corey's pieces of equipment was in there, so I got asked what, you know, and I said, well, it's just, you know, stuff for the county, which is fine. But the DEQ, so in going through all that, the DEQ was, the gal, Elizabeth, with the DEQ was asking me, you know, on the permit, because at this time I thought, I said, well, you know, they have rights in that pit. And so she was like, no, they don't, because only the permit held there is for Selma County. So then she talked to Reed at the BLM, and he sent me a email saying, you know, the only permit that they're showing down there is just Sublet County, and, you know, it is a free use to the county for material. So if whatever agreement worked, long as this material is going for one of our roads or whatever, that's, long as it's for Sublet County, that's fine. They didn't care. So that's how this got started.
Well, I don't know how much of the history is applicable or how much has been discussed maybe previously. We started permitting a piece. Catherine Woodfield was the original representative from the BLM who set this up, and she purposefully did not do, she was opposed to community pits. She wanted a specific operator for the pit. And we started working with Catherine in 2009 to get a portion. She wanted 40 acres at the dry basin location, and she was prepared to divvy it up to different operators, but she wanted those specific parcels assigned to an operator. We permitted, got approved, and paid royalties on 5,000 cubic yards of a specific portion of the dry basin pit. It's on the south side of the old road. I'm sure it's on the map, whatever. On the south side of the road, we had a specific parcel and paid 5,000 cubic yards of royalties to the BLM. At that time, it was taken over by the individual in Rock Springs. His name was Kirk Rinkmeister. And I worked with him. We finalized the permit. We paid the royalties, and we had it ready to be harvested, the material to be harvested and processed. The county came to us during the process of the CalPET pit and said, we need more real estate. We need more area. We need more minerals, more capacity. We agreed at that time, as between us, and again, the disadvantage is that the BLM was out of this loop, but between the county and RS Bennett Construction, we agreed at that time that our permitted portion of the pit would be, we would give those, that native, that virgin ground, those minerals in order for it to be processed in conjunction with construction of the CalPET road, because you were in need of more volume. How much of that of our parcel, of the R.S. Bennett parcel, has been mined, I don't know. We'd have to have a surveyor to show that, but that piece was used, a portion of it was mined, and in conjunction with us forfeiting that virgin ground, we would take a pile of road base and the reject, have access to that huge mountain of reject material that's there. It was a swap, and that's what we agreed at that time. Since that time, in 2015, the DEQ sent us a letter saying, in conjunction with the counties then reclaiming not only our portion but the entire pit, we were sent a letter from the DEQ that said, "We are here's your reclamation bond back, and we're terminating, the pit is closed out and done, was forfeit." So the county obtained the benefit of those materials that we purchased at that time, and we have just never fully taken the corresponding material out of the pit that corresponds with that arrangement that we had. Now again, recognizing that the BLM all this time is not in this loop of what we have discussed was a need for the county to use the CalPET pit, our portion for the dry basin pit, for the CalPET road construction. So subsequent, we've gone in and we started taking some of that road base pile, and that's why we had the machine there, and we're loading that material out, and now the DEQ is saying, wait a minute, we don't show R.S. Bennett as a current operator in the dry basin pit. So now they're saying the county can't give R.S., you know, the county can't be donating material to R.S. Bennett. Well, the fact of the matter is, of all the people that are out there taking out of those piles, we've actually paid royalties to the BLM for material out of that pit.
I was just going to say, it isn't a donation.
No, no. But that's that's the way they recognize it, because of the swap of the royalties that we paid for.
So how do we do this and make DEQ happy?
You got to make BLM happy, too.
So how do we make them both happy?
He has to go get a permit, would be my guess.
I don't know.
We can't give him any. We can't sell him any. We can't do nothing like that.
But that transaction already happened. That's already a done deal. The county has already taken the material that they needed out of
I guess one of the problems is, where's your permit and your receipt for buying the gravel and stuff like that?
I've seen it. I've got it right here.
But isn't it expired?
All depends on how your camera's in.
I sent that yesterday to Mark.
They flushing the toilet?
Sheriff's Department cameras.
I have no idea. What is it?
Sheriff's Department cameras.
Contract
Sheriff
for the
Department
sale
camera?
Of mineral materials.
They've been putting new cameras in.
That's the BLM sales contract,
which was actually signed out of Pinedale under Greg Noble, who was working with Kirk Rinkmeister in Rock Springs. So that's our purchase contract for the 5,000 cubic yards that we actually paid royalties for.
And what was the date
on that?
I'm looking for it. I don't see it.
It was signed in 2012.
See, with the BLM and DEQ, it's just like us. If we don't, with our BLM pits, say we have 50,000 yards of crush there. If we let our let our permit expire or whatever, that's their gravel. I mean, we can't go say, well, we crushed that. They tell you, that's ours, and then they sell it to whoever. So who has the permit. So like if he goes down there, even though this deal, they're saying, because they just go by what they have on file right now, what is permitted. And so, I know what Corey's saying, that we owe him material, but out of that pit, we really, there's no way to give him that material.
Cool.
That's fine, but tell me how many people are currently taking material out of that pit now. Let's talk about the reject material. That's how many thousand yards?
Oh, yeah.
60,000 yards of reject sitting there in a pile. You've got people going in there, I would dare venture, on a daily or weekly basis, that pile's going away. That's happening now. So yeah. That material is being used up. And in fact, again, as I said, of all the people using material out of there, anyone who can show up with a backhoe that's using material there, we've paid for material out of that pit. And the fact that we're taking out of that pit, plus the promised top or the road base pile that we talked about as part of the arrangement, I don't see how, I mean, this, as far as on the BLM side, this is 5,000 yards. It expires in November of 2015 or when the 5,000 yards is harvested. We are current with the BLM. The DEQ, because the pit was reclaimed, terminated our permit saying, you've got no more ground here. We're going to term, you're the county reclaiming that. They said, okay, it's been reclaimed. That's no longer a viable piece of ground. Because that piece of ground was done, it was used up.
No, I get
there's
that.
There's more than five acres left out there.
What I'm saying is,
I don't think that's. But the portion that we, our specific permitted area is based on a specific legal description.
I'd like to see that.
And that legal description falls within the area that I believe is gone. I may be wrong on part of it. This is the old original east-west road.
2.5 acres there.
These are the four
which
corners that spelled out. There's more ground left up here, but that was not what we had originally committed. So where that line is of used versus unused, I'm not exactly clear on that.
And in the last month, we have fenced it, but we didn't fence the reject pile because... You know, I mean, we can, but we didn't at the time. Cause
that's kind of my call. I thought they was going to be able to use that one, so I left it open.
The only thing it does is it can, I mean, if they just go by what's, you know,
on paper
right now. So
you have new operators at the BLM, new representatives who can't even find a copy of my agreement with them. I sent that to them. They were happy to have the agreement that their people had signed, which was the sale of the minerals. And you have new people at the DEQ. And the combination there is...
Go ahead,
Mr.
Joel.
Chairman, listening to all this, it just sounds like it's needs to have a meeting between the county with Mark there and Billy and Bennett and BLM DEQ and show them all this stuff and iron it out.
And say this is what happened and this was the agreement made and this is why Bennett is in there and this is their material.
Yeah.
So out of the 5,000 yards, you haven't hauled any to date?
No, we have. We have hauled. We've hauled out of the reject pile and we've hauled some out of the road base pile.
Do you have an estimate on that? Or?
I don't have it with me. But again, the understanding with the reject pile is that I have access to it. I mean, as does
but
everyone else in the county.
There was a quantity on that, I think, wasn't there, Mark? Wasn't all of it. Because we're going to use a bunch of it on dry pine.
We didn't specify a quantity at the time of the agreement. I know that. I mean, I don't think we ever discussed the fact that we had the amount that R.S. Bennett had paid royalties for.
Well, I would guess if you get to 5,000 yards.
We need to know how much you've already currently hauled, and then the remainder we would work out, in my mind.
Yeah, and we can come up with that.
But that would still have to be worked out with the
and then
BLM.
They may have to,
license,
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And if anything over, they'd have to pay the BLM,
right.
Be my guess.
And then we can just fence the rest of it and put a lock. We got a lock gate right now. And then, that ain't saying that it'll stop them, but...
Deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like
that
more than... There's quite a few people in there, which then, if there is a fine acquired by the DEQ, it goes to the county.
Exactly.
So we don't want these people in there.
And it affects us on our other pits.
Yes.
So, yes.
So we have other people accessing that reject pile?
I'm sure, yeah.
I would say currently it needs fenced, and then... Whatever yardage we get as a remainder of what you've got to finish out the deal, you have a key and you can get that yardage, and after that you return the key.
Correct.
But still, that depends on the BLM.
We have to get this ironed out with the BLM and the DEQ.
Yes. Yeah.
So can you guys organize a meeting with BLM and DEQ, yourselves, Mark and Corey? Can you get that organized?
Yeah.
Okay.
Corey, does that sound satisfactory to you?
You bet. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get it organized and then get it.
We can't do it around this table.
No. Can't do it without BLM and DEQ. So, yeah, let's get that organized and get that taken care of.
Great.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
All right, Butch. What else you want to work on?
Okay, well, that's about got the rocks done for the year up Skylines. And I did talk to Forest Service, and he seemed like he would be willing to do their part, of the road, same way we're doing
with BLM. Do the same thing that we're doing with BLM.
So I had Mark send him a copy of the permit, and they're managing the rocks. So I told him about the approaches, and he's liked what's going on so far. So
he's going to try and get up there this morning and look at it.
Yeah, he hadn't been up there yet, but what he's heard about it, he's got good reports, and there was a few legal things he was worried about, and I said, well, I think it's addressed in that permit, just like the BLM. They've got it pretty well covered that you can't sell them, like, personal stuff. So if it goes in core engineer stuff, that's fine. So same deal, could work with them. So anyway, he seemed pretty good about that. So.
So before you move on, so one of the questions was where does the county end up with us running the rock project? We've looked at what's been taken so far and what our expenses are, and it runs about a buck and a half a yard. And I think that's probably that
for you guys to continue managing.
Yeah, and that, I mean, dealing with BLM to get it, to get the permit, dealing with the exception request, sending information to Rob, and you know all the things that are required as part of that.
Okay.
That
How are we with our $750 permit then?
I think we're.
Are we in the neighborhood?
I think it ends up. I think it's more fair, I think, to just do a buck and a half a yard.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
And we'll just give them an invoice.
However many yard you want, there you go.
Pay the county, and we're good.
Very good. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
And that leaves you guys as the program.
Okay. Let's continue on with that then.
You got anything else, by the way? What?
I've got two change orders that I'd like to go through. The first one is on chip seal project, and the change orders for a reduction of $126,443.57 to the project, and that zeroes it out.
Adding it to the project?
It takes it away from
this. Is taking away from the project, okay.
We would have approval of that change order for the chip seal project.
Okay.
You want to look at that first?
Yeah. That's a net decrease of 126. Is that what I saw?
And some, yeah.
And change, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion, we accept the change order as presented.
Second. Mr. Chairman, I think the motion ought to include a net decrease of $126,443.57.
Are you willing to amend your motion, Commissioner
Noble?
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the change order as presented in a net decrease of $126,443.57. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, I have a second change order. That's for the industrial site road project. And it too is a decrease in the project. It's almost 10% of the project at $208,664.48.
For striping?
Various. I mean, we have a force account in there that we didn't use much of, and we didn't do the striping, and there's some other savings.
So the striping will come back just next spring?
Yes, it'll come back probably in the chip seal project. We'll probably put it in that, because we do striping on the chip seal. So if this closes out the project, basically. Sure.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the change order on the industrial site road project for a net decrease of $208,664.48.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the change order for the industrial site road project, resulting in a net decrease of $208,664.48. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Nice road, by the way.
That project we have, the county needs, they need to supply the county 70-foot of pipe and a band or two and a 135-mile-an-hour siren, and that's done.
So okay.
Very good job.
Couple of just simple little punches.
Deal on the signs nowadays, did we go for some better paint?
We talked about it, and I'm assuming we've got better signs than what we put on.
We have a new supplier.
Thank you.
We got a pretty good list. Go and look at it. The bad ones.
A bad ones?
Got that.
You want me to get your price for those, Butch?
No.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. Philly's going to put some bids out on some new equipment. It'll be a D8 dozer size, two belly dumps, and a roller. So when we get the bids, we can hash it over some more.
Two belly dumps?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. We'll address those at a future date then.
And we got this Forest Service thing. I guess Michael will have to come up with that one. These roads that need some maintenance, should get maintenance. It's mainly all the roads on the Wind River side. Upper Hoback is the exception. That's about it. That's the one we went up dock.
Yeah. On that whole back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where the guy was stuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I guess it's gotten way worse since we was up there.
Here's my fifth one right here. Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I could probably should give up. Little explanation of what this is about.
Go ahead.
At the request of Richard Stem, he'd asked me to attend a meeting on the 12th with him and the Forest Service engineer. He's going to be meeting on the 11th, the day before, with the engineer, the deputy supervisor, and the supervisor O'Connor. And then the next day, he wanted to meet with me, and he wanted a list of roads in the area that could benefit from Schedule A agreement funding to fix them, make them more passable. And so that's what led in this. I talked to Butch, I talked to Rio Verde, and so this is kind of the preliminary list of what we'll be looking at. I also invited Mac to attend this meeting. I thought I'd like to have two commissioners there. We don't have a quorum that way, and then we have more than just me to provide future input back to the rest of the board. So it doesn't mean they're going to get funded at all. It's just Richard Stem's expertise, I guess you would say, or his job on behalf of working for the governor's office in CLG counties is to try and help get funding for these Schedule A agreements to increase the improve public access to public lands, basically. So that's what it's about. So this is, he asked if possible to get it on a map, and that's why I called Mike to see if he could help Butch get this on a map. So when we're talking about it, we can look at it and see what we're looking at. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, and I think something else just to bring up is if you look at, there's certain game and fish or state-owned lands, and there's BLM lands and forest lands. So I don't know if this is just privy to forest alone, or, you know, because there's a lot of roads where you go through different jurisdictions all the way. So I don't know if that Schedule A could be used. I just added the one game and fish road just as a discussion.
Is that depicted as game and fish on here?
Yeah, it says it's...
One of them is.
Well, I have USF road number, but it's a game and fish.
Oh, I see. Lower Soda Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, it, you know, this is kind of just a starting point for discussion. I mean,
there's some BLM stuff, too, that you have to go through BLM to get to forests, so.
Okay, I'm making a note of that to ask that question.
And though two in blue are, obviously, they're already have applications in the Central Federal Lands, so we don't really know. I called Mike Ledford yesterday just to kind of get an update, hopefully, for this meeting, but I just left him a message and haven't heard from him yet, so.
But there are roads that need to work. Yeah. Nothing's happened so far.
So, Joe, one of the things you plan on looking at is these in terms of making a priority list of these? Or?
I think we'll talk about that. If this needs prioritized or not, I don't know that yet. I think we'll look for input from the Forest Service engineer. And, you know, if it looks like there's a given pot of money, then I would imagine at some point we will have to prioritize them. But I don't know that we need it prioritized for this discussion.
Right. Okay.
The other thing that I know that was on the list was looking at two tracks. And, I mean, you could go on for days and days looking at two tracks that may be closed because of the condition of the road. What we tried to focus on was the main stem roads that were kind of accesses to the two tracks or destination roads, you know, to a certain destination just because they're used more heavily, you know, I mean, especially during hunting season. So the other question would be, how do we look at two tracks and evaluate those? Because everybody in the county's got their own ideas as to what's important and what, I mean, the two track into, say, Jack Creek, Fisherman is not even passable with a truck anymore, hardly, so. I don't know if that's important to the Forest Service or the users. You know, some people like it that it's not accessible by truck, but I think those are probably points to maybe discuss in that meeting, too.
I'll bring that up and see where we're at. I did learn this morning from the Forest Service that there's another source of funding that's similar to FEMA for disaster assistance that the Forest Service has put in for money to specifically to improve roads that were washed out last spring because of the heavy snow and the flooding in the spring. And they don't know if they'll get it or not, but the next question then to ask is, whenever they get approved, can that be administered through Schedule A agreements as a means to get more work, more bang for their buck than if they try and go through it themselves? Because that's the advantage of a Schedule A agreement is by granting that money to the county, you get a lot more work done with $100 worth of work than you can if the Forest Service does it theirself.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Before the meeting on Tuesday that Joel is asking to go with, I'm going to try to go over all of these roads. And so I have an idea of what everybody, I've been over most of them, mm-hmm. but it's been a while, and some of them. So
you know, and they all have varying degrees of what a rehab would take, you know, whether it's hauling in material or popping rocks, because they just did Swingy Creek, and that was a bad road, and this year was the first year you could get, you know, low-profile campers in there, and people were getting firewood, and it worked well, and all they did really did was just blast rocks for the most part, so some of them are more extensive than others, but that might be something to look at with priority too in the long run. But.
Well, I would like you and Mike, you and Butch to attend that as well.
Okay. And what date is that?
The 12th at 8 o'clock in the morning. But I think we reserved this room.
Yeah, I think it's here. Yes.
Okay. Well, those are all very worthy projects, so.
It seems like it. But yeah. Hopefully we can get some funding.
Did we have Boulder Lake Road on that?
Supposed to be.
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Me neither.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely.
Do they not put it on?
Welcome.
You know the road number for that?
For Boulder Lake?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head.
Well, the map looks just Boulder Lake. It's not County Road. The backside.
It doesn't have a Forest Service road number?
It probably does that. BLM. It's mostly BLM. You're all the way to the lake, I think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Forest Service. Getting rocks right up in the flat there before the lake, and that was BLM.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
You got to get like Meadow right. Lake or somewhere in there, I think.
Just about to the lake.
Or down into Johns, close to the lake.
The forest boundaries before you.
Yeah, so there's a lot of BLM to get there.
Before you get down where you can see the lake.
Right. 23125
is the county part of it.
And FS, oh, that's a spur there. I know Rich only calls it Boulder Lake up in the Forest Service section there. So I don't know what their number is.
Yeah, I don't need it anyway for this okay. meeting.
Anything else, Mark?
Real quick, I spoke with Miranda Galladino with the Forest Service in Jackson with regards to the Bell Creek slide project, and she basically said it's ready to go. She just wanted to know what term to put on, you know, how long it would take to go through a short-term and long-term construction. And it is amendable, but I did touch base with Billy, and what she's going to put in this initial permit is the end of the year in 2021, I believe, to be able to remove the material we need to along that side hill at the beginning of the Del Creek Road. Billy thought that was probably okay, and she did say, you know, if you get up to the end of it and need more time, then you just amend the permit to do that, because there's a lot of yardage to be moved from either that high wall or that slide hill, so.
Yeah.
Those are just things to be thinking about.
Mary and I are pointing at each other because we both talked with Miranda also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good conversations.
I haven't talked with her.
Haven't
but
you?
The,
but did you get the information to her that she was requesting?
The message that I got from you was is that she didn't have a copy of
She did not have a copy of the easement.
Of the
Del Creek
Road easement.
Del Creek Road,
we just can't find it.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. So I called Mary and said, do you have a copy of that? She said, yes.
Yeah.
So Mary got her a copy
of
that.
For the county road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very far in the forest right there. It's like half mile, maybe.
And then did you get the insurance part of it straightened out with her or not?
I don't know if that's straightened out or not. She wants us to
She wants us to name the Forest Service as additionally insured. She said, well, do you guys have insurance? Well, yeah.
Afraid so.
can you, well, then we need you to add us as additionally insured.
I mean, that's not common practice in all the other Forest Service.
So can you have a talk with her?
Yeah, I can.
Obviously, we're not making progress.
Yeah, she didn't say any of that stuff. She said that it was pretty much good to go.
Well, maybe she's changed her mind.
Well, maybe she's got the stuff and she's
maybe don't
good
bring
to go
it up.
That, was, that was last week I talked to her.
Well, then it's been...
Because it was last week.
Was it last?
It was like Friday, I think.
Yeah, it was last week we talked with
her. And you did get her the easement because we have the Forest Service document and the map.
Yeah, you emailed that to her. Did you get anything back from her saying, I got it?
Mm-mm, I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, I'll give her a call.
Would you touch bases with her?
Yeah.
The other one was that McKee Pit Access Road. Mm-hmm. And she said one thing they were going to need to do before that one was approved was getting a cultural study done. So that'll be maybe end of May, June next year, probably, I guess. So
okay.
That's where that's at.
Good. I'm going to throw my Post-it note away.
Okay.
All right.
What about you, Scott?
You guys remember talking about the BLM easements for the county roads that were converted to permanent? And I am working on making affidavits and including the legal descriptions for those so that the title insurance people can see them in the vault and pick them up and include them for access. And I'm continuing work on that. And New Fork Willow Creek Road, we've got a checklist of items to make sure everybody that's involved with that follows. And then we were thinking that two resolutions would maybe be the way to go on this road. One, to get things initialized and authorized for the county's end of it, and then the final one when we see that they've actually built the road according to spec.
Okay, this is the road moving through the
Barcross, right. Okay. No, sorry.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, Matt's in the process of contacting their engineer to work on the easement.
Good.
Okay.
Because of the concerns from the nature conserve or from the
Jackson
conservation.
At what point do we discuss them cutting that hill down?
Yeah.
In this whole thing.
The hearing's on the 19th.
Okay, so we'll discuss it on the 19th. Or do we need to discuss it before they get here? Or?
I think you can have the meeting, and it doesn't obligate you to immediately do anything.
Okay.
It just allows the people who think they have complaints or damages to come forward.
Okay. And we can bring up concerns at that point, too.
Sure.
Well, and also that advertisement for the objections.
Mm-hmm.
Those objections were due to my office by noon yesterday, and I haven't received anything.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we can further discuss that then at our next meeting. Okay. All right, good.
Mr. Chairman, but isn't the only concern that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Butch, that you had was the hill, cutting that hill down. Everything else looked great with what they wanted to do.
I think so. We probably had, I was, at that time when we was talking about it, they was talking about widening them culverts and stuff out, so we're going to get stuck with that too, it sounds like. Because we widen that hill out, we're going to have to do culverts. That one has head gates on, cement in the end, it's going to be kind of like Jesus.
Well, we can discuss all that when they're here.
Yeah.
But it would be nice if they knew that it was going to be discussed beforehand so they could be ready for and not surprised that it's not a sticking point, but it's a concern that hill.
Yeah, when we talked about knocking the hill down, Mark came up with the idea if we knock it down enough, he can move the culvert back in the slope a ways so we don't have the hump going over it. It'll just go up so the culvert will be pushed back because we're in the ditch around. So that's a good idea. And then when they kicked it out, I'd like to see it back in. Even if we have to do the hill sometime, if we get permission now, we won't have to worry about it later because it still needs knocked down if they're not willing to do it one way or another.
Are you talking about some extra right-of-way width?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some
I think I think now would be the time to do that or have that discussion.
Wow.
They are asking the favor of the county, and at the time that the easement's written up. So maybe one of you should talk to Matt to make sure he includes that as part of his discussion with Y2. So that they know you're looking at something beyond just the realignment portion.
Yeah, and a lot of that could be construction easement, and then
sure,
give it back.
They'd be a part of it back, and still have room enough for it.
Also, this
the thought that comes to my mind is if we get outside the current easement, then we're going to be back to the land trust asking for permission, and I don't know where how flexible they are. So there's a lot of negotiating.
I don't know, but Sagebrush Hill would be easier than down in the middle.
No, I'm just saying there's a third party here.
Yeah.
There is.
Well,
and same thing, same concerns down on the realignment portion in the meadow where you're getting that extra 20 feet for snow catchers. That needs to be
addressed.
Yes.
Because the conservation may not.
Right, right. If you just get a 60-foot easement down to there.
They're going to want like change more than likely. Exchanges. I don't know.
I don't either, but it needs to be discussed.
And that needs to be brought up before or next.
I do agree that maybe Butcher, one of you wants to meet with Matt and tell him your concerns so Matt can portray those before the meeting so we're not stalled out again.
And then keep going too.
And they maybe can address them all and we're moving forward.
Maybe if you knock down that hill and you, I mean, yeah, you know, do it right so you don't have just a snow catcher basically. And you give it back to them.
You still left your easement for the conservation.
So they don't.
I don't know. I'm not the lawyer on that. You know, I know that that is how they look at it.
And they like you taking it. You just give it.
Just a construction easement.
I think, like I said, if they know you're discussing that, they can. Their engineers can design for that discussion.
These concerns need to be brought up with their engineers in advance, so that when we have this discussion in 2 weeks, that if everything's in order, then we just move forward.
Well, they talked about it before they decided not to knock the hill down, or was dragging their feet on the hill because it didn't have gravel in it. That it would all be 100 feet anyway. So we get that.
So you're right.
We get the 100 feet easement, and we get a construction easement for any more we want there, and then drop it back to 100 after it's done. And we can put the fence at the 100 on the hill and do a snow catcher in there alongside the road.
That's all logical.
Yeah. That's what I see.
Until you add the conservation.
Okay, well, let's do what's necessary to get that portrayed to Matt or to Y2 or whoever. Get that done now.
I'm done.
Me too.
Mr. Chairman, I have one thing.
Go ahead. I know you have one.
Don't
thing.
Have a heart attack. I have the proposed easement for Skyline Drive from Central Federal Land.
Right.
Received it yesterday. And it's, I'm going to give it to Matt when he comes over this afternoon so he can review it. He's planning on talking with Skyler so that we can all get it reviewed. But got everything here.
Okay.
So.
Great. Get that to Matt.
Good.
Before we turn you guys loose, then we have a discussion we need to have on the extension office project, I guess.
Yeah.
There was a cable cut, and we're just trying to figure out who's going to pay for that. Is that right?
Yes. And Andre on this. This bill was for a cable that got cut from the 4-H building. Bennett Construction did a one call, wasn't located. I probably didn't have clear enough communication with Andre as far as when the project was going. When it was starting, I was more working through the people there at the building so we get parking and everybody situated. But regardless, this cable was cut. It was in a conduit. Ended up being a video coax out to a video camera. And it was was never located. I know Andre probably knew where it was, but not exactly where it was. So under the contract, if we looked at back at this morning, but if utilities aren't shown or indicated, which we didn't have in the design process anyways, because the valley pin was right over this certain conduit, and it was only about 12 to 18 inches underground. I don't know that how we would be able to get that located, or what we should do into the future to be able to know where private lines are. And as far as cost, based on this contract, it doesn't fall on the contractor, but it would be a change order. Normally, this is something you could use for a force account item. Depending on the circumstances, with this certain project, we had to add some valley pan at the end of the project, which Bennett Construction just said, yeah, we'll do it, because between the time we designed it and went out to construction stage, they had buildings in the way of where the original valley pan alignment was going to be. So it's kind of one of those projects where we had to make changes right off the bat, and then this cable got hit. I know Andre made the call to the utility company to have this fixed. He didn't want to have the contractor held up because they had it open and they're ready to pour concrete. I don't know if we can see if we can negotiate this bill with them a little bit. It seemed pretty high to me, but I haven't been in contact with them at all. So I kind of just wanted to open it up for discussion with you gentlemen to see what your thoughts were moving forward on this project, and then also into the future. One thing that we've discussed and maybe thought about doing is including Sublette County on the one call list, so that regardless of what's happening, Sublette County maintenance, or a lot of times we'll do stuff out at the fairgrounds, and Jay knows where stuff is that nobody else does. So he just does it himself. He marks it or says there's something here, so be careful for that. But I don't know how to move forward in these contracts where if the contractor is going by one call, which is what they're supposed to do, and it's not marked, or even marked for say engineering or surveying purposes, how does someone know it's there? Because we don't normally sweep it again after it's been located by any private locator to do something like that.
I thought if I put a wire in, you trace that wire like it.
You can, but to my understanding, the only people that was aware that was there was the maintenance people and possibly.
Well, I know, but like in the future, couldn't they put a wire in that is traceable every time one call goes in?
Oh.
If it's one that isn't traceable, like plastic pipe or something, they make a wire, you stretch in the trench.
One call is only notified to power, gas, and utility companies.
But if you had a wire in there, that would show.
Well, I think this one probably had power to it.
Yeah, it's a camera.
So it connected up. It's just nobody, the people who.
What Mike's referring
to. Yeah.
The companies that are on the one call list located all their stuff, but they don't have any. They don't know about these camera lines or certain other lines.
Did we locate the light poles out there? The lines for the light poles?
The county would be added as one of the facility operators.
Yes.
And
they would be notified when there's a dig on their property, and
the same notice to everybody else.
Andre would sign off.
I just didn't assume that wasn't the case. I assumed one call involved the county.
No.
The property owner. It does not. It needs to, for heaven's sakes. That makes sense, because only the property owner are going to know where certain things are.
I think in the case,
so in moving forward, Sublette County has to be part of that one call. I don't know how we get that done or such like that, but Andre needs to be notified. Hey, we're going to dig out here on part of your place. Do you know of anything that's going on? So we don't need to spend a lot of time on this issue. We can correct that moving forward. But I don't know. As a project manager, I would have thought perhaps you'd have contacted Andre just to see if there was anything else to find.
Yeah, I would take that on my shoulders.
And that's
probably in hindsight, obviously, I should have done that.
We don't need to beat this horse, really.
Well, we got to figure out who's paying it.
Well, project manager. This is how I see it in my eyes. I'm open to debate.
Well, I guess just as far as conversation goes, if one call has been done, in theory, the site was cleared. So, unless, I guess as project manager, I would have said move forward.
If
they didn't know there was another line there, period.
If somebody was doing some work out on my place and they made one call, I would sure want to be involved in that. In my personal, my house. It's my house, you're going to dig a hole. Go
That's
ahead.
That's why I asked if the light poles were located, you know. But did anybody mention that? I mean, there's power going to those. And you can see them.
Mark, go ahead.
So part of the issue, I believe, and something that needs to be worked on going forward, is when these sites are done, there needs to be as-builts created. And the other point that I would make is that the line was not put deep enough in the first place. There wasn't proper oversight in the first place to put the line where it should have been.
Gotcha.
But as-builts need to be done of those lines and put on file.
Sure. Yeah, make perfect sense. Moving forward, we can't go back, but moving forward, we need to do that. But I don't want to take this out of Andre's budget.
Well, it was like when we do digging out a road and bridge. I know out there it's kind of hard, we always, like when we ran for computers,
fiber
in there, you know. Of course, I went out because I knew there was certain stuff, you know, you just kind of, like you said, you know, that's the way it's always been. But, yeah, it would be good to. And then on a lot of stuff, I pulled our plans, you know, because, you know, that tells a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
The reason why that line wasn't deep enough is because when the water was running back in the building, I took off 15 inches of material and put pans in there.
Okay.
So.
I got you.
After the line was in. Okay. So when it was put in, it was put in.
It was probably at the right depth.
Mm-hmm. Close, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. So on that same account, Billy could have hit it.
Like I say, this isn't something we need to spend a lot of time on. We need to move forward with the rest of our agenda. I just need someone else to chime in here.
Mr. Chairman, I to regress here, I just did some stuff at my house, and they came with one call and did it all. And putting a line in, I was right there. I knew exactly where all of my stuff was to show them what you're saying. So I was the project manager. And so in that case, so I'm kind of go along with you on as much as I hate to say this, is that somebody is responsible, and that's the project manager, who's the person that's in charge of the project.
Even though he didn't have all the information.
Didn't have all the information, yeah. And, yeah. And that's,
it's unfortunate.
Whether it's fair or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Would you contact him and try and negotiate the bill a little bit? That seems high for a supplies.
I'll see, but I pulled him off the job to fix it. You know, so it's going to be high. It was an emergency deal. Mm-hmm. The only reason I found it to be an emergency is because there's a crew standing there telling me that they want to pour tomorrow.
Right.
So it has to be fixed by tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. By end of the work day today.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, he came right out.
Yeah. $2,100 shouldn't be a deal breaker either.
Well, I mean, we'll take responsibility moving forward. We'll just handle things differently.
You know, that's all we can ask, don't you think, Mike?
Moving forward, can we get you guys on the one call list? Will you look into that?
Oh, absolutely. We already have talked about that. I mean,
okay.
It was just communication, and I was, you know, fairly new in my position at the time, and we didn't know each other very well yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Things like this happen.
I didn't even know they started work out there.
I found out when I was going to fuel up at Roden Bridge that work had been started. So.
Okay.
Well, Mike, I appreciate your ownership and response. Thank you.
Same here.
Very much so.
Okay, let's move on with our agenda. Anybody else? Nothing else? Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Butch, I'll get with you on a day, or maybe a day and a half. There's a lot there.
Well, we need a break.
I'll call you.
Gentlemen, do you need a break at all?
Yeah, quick.
We can get Billy through real quick.
Yeah,
let's
get Billy through.
Okay, let's do that.
Oh, Mike.
Billy, would you like to?
I missed him.
Who?
Mike Jackson. I was going to have him be
Mike,
sure and bring
Mike's Dylan
these maps.
He's right there.
Oh, he's here. Mike, can you bring some more of these on the 12th?
Okay. I'm sorry?
Can you bring some more of these on the 12th?
Sure.
That you handed out?
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
How are we doing? We still have some?
Just a few.
It's getting less.
It's getting
I haven't
worse.
Been out there.
Nobody's
taking the.
Yeah, no one's taking tires.
Yeah.
That's what we got left.
Oh, it has gone down, hasn't it?
Yeah. And we're hauling about.
These are tires.
Yeah. There's less. You may have to tell from that picture.
This is less.
Yes,
oh, good.
We're on about two trips a week.
Holy crap.
As of right now.
three tires. Are
you a picture?
Three tires. Oh, I already got two. Now I have two.
You've seen
really, are people bringing? Have they figured it
out?
Yeah,
they know that prices are going up. So
first year, right?
Yeah, first
okay.
year.
Very
so,
good.
So.
I'll be coming out with a load. No,
three tires.
I'm just kidding.
They're bring them. Not too terrible, but yeah, we've had a few truckloads show up.
Okay.
But that's the main thing we're working on. Since the weather got cold, the Ravens have showed up really bad. So I mean, they've like doubled, and so they're kind of messing with us a little bit.
Yeah.
And of course. Our permit to get rid of them is expired, but I'm working on that.
Okay. That's with fish and wildlife, right?
Yeah.
We can get rid of them.
Yeah, you can get rid of them. You just got to
have the permit.
Yeah, right. So I'm working on that. So, because what they do is everything that's pinned before we can get it covered, they're like an army, and they go in and they pull out what's been pinned to see what's under it, and then, of course, the wind. So we're picking a lot of papers right now. The baler is working good. We're still just fixing stuff, electrical, the garage doors. That's all in progress. We're building a lot more windscreens, just really updoing, just trying to make things the way it should be. I sent Mary a copy. I've been kind of just watching them, you know, our Town of LaBarge stuff, and from the time we signed that agreement until last month, it's only been $2,002.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I'm just keeping track of that.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
To follow up a little bit on that, we received.
Are you staying up with this part?
We received a letter from Lincoln County. Well, we received a copy of a letter from Lincoln County to the Town of LaBarge concerning this agreement. Remember, this was an agreement that Lincoln County was going to give LaBarge $40,000, and that $40,000 was to come to us for trash. And the Town of LaBarge is supposed to permit their transfer facility, which they haven't done. And so DEQ has informed Lincoln County that they have not taken care of this permitting action. And so they are notified, they being Lincoln County, is notifying LaBarge that that agreement, that this letter is to notify them that as of March 15th, 2018, the agreement will be this agreement will be suspended unless they get this transfer permit in place.
What's the date?
So, March 15th.
March 15th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and the town, the whatever these expenses are that we're incurring, Lincoln County will pay us directly. They won't pay LaBarge first for LaBarge to pay us. They'll pay us directly. And we started keeping track because Mary Crosby had asked what, you know, what we were looking at. Well, it's significantly less than what the agreement was portrayed to be. Mm-hmm. So, but
which everybody should be happy.
Yeah. But we aren't going to get $40,000, you know, at the end of all of that.
No, we don't
couple.
Need. We don't need it.
And we don't need it. Yeah.
We're still getting right. Reimbursed for a fair amount.
We can put that toward tires.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. We could send them some tires.
Yeah, that's about 400 tires.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I've talked with Eric. The permitting's going as scheduled.
Good.
That's about it.
Excellent. You know, we look forward to your reports now.
It got better.
You bet.
Yeah, a lot better.
That's right.
Way better.
Absolutely.
Attitude is anything. Yes.
Thank you, Billy. We appreciate it. All right. We'll
thanks,
take
Billy.
Take a short break, and then we'll be ready for you. Go ahead, Maxie.
I want to say that new steps that go up to the cardboard dumpster are wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah. I used
the
to break my neck trying to climb up there.
The other ones were kind of.
Yeah,
they were.
Get ready.
Still sleepy? No, I have to.
You're saying kumbaya.